Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, making a return to the program here on this Featured Artist Friday, Green Day, quarterback guru, mentor, coach, advisor for number 8, Joshua Harris. Joshua, welcome back to the program. How's your summer been, or your spring now in the summer so far?
It's been hot, man. Down here in Florida, it's been very hot, but it's been good.
So, Joshua, have you started back with Lamar yet?
Not yet. Probably next week, from my understanding.
Okay. And did you get a chance to, like, do the Ravens coaches, do they send you? Because I when I'm at OTAs and minicamp, they're doing a lot of filming of his individual drills. Do you get a chance to watch those individual drills to kind of see some of the drills they're working on, the footwork drills and stuff, to follow his progress?
Yes. So we're very the greatest part of this has been the collaborative effort with me and the Ravens. So, yes, we even when I'm doing stuff here, I send them film, and they send me a little bit just so we're all on the same page.
Well, that's cool. And then after minicamp, you know, Urban or Greg Roman or whatever will call you and say, okay, here's where he's at now. Here's what we need him to work at with you.
Yep. Coach Urban, it's usually me and Coach Urban talking, but yeah, we have that relationship where he'll say, hey, we've done this. This is still weak. This is stronger. Let's focus on this. And then we go from there. And then usually what happens every time we work out, I usually send Coach Urban a little film or something like that so he can see how it's going.
Now, you know it'll be kind of cool, Joshua, is when the first day that you work with him, probably next Monday or whatever it will be, you know, because you'll remember where he was when he left you and then where he's at when he comes back to you. And what are you hoping to see when you see him next week?
I'm hoping to see the things that we worked on without me having to remind him, right? Because we know in that time of growing and learning, you may know to do the right thing, but it hasn't become muscle memory yet. And so what I'm hoping is that this stuff is starting to become muscle memory, because we've got to get it there first, because then in the season when there's conflict, he's got to remember it as well. So just part of that process. So I'm hoping to get him out there, and I'm just going to call out the drill and just see if he does it without me having to remind him of doing this, this, and that.
Now, Joshua, when you watched the films from OTAs and minicamp that Coach Urban sent you, were you happy with what you saw?
Well, Lamar knows I'm very picky, so I wouldn't say
that's
I
good.
Was happy. Yeah, he knows. Sometimes he says I'm too picky, but that's for y'all. But, yeah, I was happy with some things, and there was others that I'm like, hey, we just got to keep working. And that's the thing of, I know it's a process, and this position is repetition, you know. And so, yeah, there were some things I saw where I could tell he was deliberately working on what we had been working on, and then there were also where I could see some lapses where he had forgotten some stuff. So hopefully I'll kind of drill that back into him over these next few weeks.
Now, Joshua, you know what was interesting? I mean, when I was out to practice, I mean, for the first 30 minutes, Lamar was with Coach Urban, and they were just working down by the net. You probably saw it when you got the videos. Down by the net, and they were working like 1, 2, step, throw. I mean, that's how basic they were. Is that some of the same stuff that you work with him on?
That is exactly the same stuff we work on. So one of the main things that we do is, like you said, 1, 2, 3, throw. And again, it's just creating that that muscle memory and that habit. And it's taking the time, isolated movements, doing it over and over again. And then eventually what will happen is it'll all go together, but he'll have trained his body to do it, and it will stay fundamentally sound. So, yes.
Now, I'll tell you what, because I hadn't seen him as much as you, you know, and I saw him towards I saw him at the end of the season, and then I saw him OTAs and minicamp. I thought that his footwork was much better. There wasn't where he was not stepping and just throwing all arm.
Right.
It wasn't that, you know, where it looked bad, you know, to anybody could say, that doesn't look right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, and I appreciate that because that's a testament to what we focus on. As I told him before, fundamentals and footwork, and I used to tell him feet first. We're working on that, and just getting those feet right. And I saw that in the video. So that was one of the things I was happy about. Again, we can still continue to clean it up some more, but I saw him deliberately, you know, his footwork was better. So, yes.
Now, did you see the first day? I thought of minicamp, thought he did well. Second day, the red zone stuff was really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, decision-making was bad. And, you know, he's holding the ball too long, threw a couple picks. Is that same type of stuff that you saw?
I did. And, you know, that's one of those things where I had to, you know, again, I want the best for him, perfectionist. And then I also had to chalk it up as, okay, he's thinking all of this fundamental stuff, but he's also trying to make a play. And, you know, mistakes are going to happen. Let me see how he rebounds. And I did see in this last mini camp some inconsistency that we're hopefully will work out. And I'm going to talk to him about that these next couple weeks.
Yeah, because I that's kind of how I, after 3 days, there was good, there was bad, and then the last day was some good, and then there was an interception. It was like, why? You were doing well. You were five for five, then you threw that interception. Why?
And that's the thing. There's a word I use with him often, disciplined, right?
Yep.
And that's what I'm trying to create in him and just talk to him about. Let's just stay disciplined. Let's take what they give us, and you'll be great, you know? And so that's one of those things that, again, just trying to drill in him. That, as you saw there, he tried to take too much, do too much, and look what happened.
Okay, let's talk about the finger on the tip of the ball again, because that comes up a lot. what are we? Yeah. Are we gonna? Now, do you need to correct it? We gonna correct it? If he does, is it like a golf swing that then you got to take a few steps backwards to go forwards?
See, yes, and that's the thing. This is the dilemma with it. I think we all know the finger is not right.
Right.
You know. It creates some ducks.
Yep.
And it's like,
especially
okay,
when he tries to throw it really hard.
Yes. And it's like, okay, what battle do we pick? You know? and like you said, if we change it, it's like, oh, okay, we got to take a few steps back. And do we have time to change it now? So think of it like this. Like you said, to me, coming out of this offseason was, hey, we got to be disciplined with our footwork. You know?
Yep.
We got to get into a good rhythm and rush. So I was like, you know what? The finger right now is a mess of two eagles. If you throw some ducks, but they get there, I can live with that. You know, even Peyton Manning threw some ducks. You know, Eli threw. So I'm like, I can live with ducks right now. Let's get this footwork cleaned up. Because, like you said, once we change his hand and his grip, we will have to take a couple steps back before he goes forward.
Now, you know what? I thought when things broke down and he had to kind of take off, he looked natural, because then it's like he's not thinking about anything because he just playing, you know, backyard football. And to me, he's most comfortable in that is the way it looked, because he was throwing accurately when he was doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because and I think, again, that's instinctual, right? And
yep.
I think we all operate better when we're not thinking. You know, that's what we tell most athletes, don't think. And so that's part of the process you're seeing, like with Coach Urban, and very similar to the drills you see with him, it will be with me, because that's how me and Coach Urban collaborate, is we're trying to train him in those things slowly so that they do become instinctual. So just like you see him now when the play breaks down and he's got the utmost confidence and he makes these plays, we want to have that same utmost confidence in a disciplined environment, such as in the pocket.
And we're talking to Joshua Harris, quarterback coach for Lamar Jackson, the quarterback guru, who's going to make Lamar Jackson the 65% completion percentage passer for the Ravens this year so they can win 10 games. Right, Coach?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is the goal.
Now, Joshua, what after watching all the videos from all the practices and stuff, what, and I'm sure that you've got an itinerary of what you want to work at. What are the things that you want to get straightened out that you want to work at? What's day one? Your game plan is what?
So number one is, and I think I mentioned this last time, one of the things that I realized with Lamar was he was rushing. He was rushing when there was a pass rush or even when he feels like the timing on a throw, he was rushing. And so I'm trying to get him to understand his rhythm. Every quarterback has a rhythm. And a lot of times growing up, quarterbacks are told, hey, your three-step drop should be this fast. But what you'll learn is your drops are dependent on the receiver and the route. And so he has to come up with his rhythm. So I want to continue to focus on that with him. And also as far as the accuracy, one of the things that I did notice that he was having lapses in and that I know I have to work with him on is keeping his shoulder closed. Keeping his shoulder closed will allow him to be more accurate with the ball. And I saw a few times in mini camp where his shoulder was open, which allows for that ball to not be as accurate as it needs to be.
Okay, let's talk, because I thought, like, when he just threw routes to the receivers, I thought he was pretty accurate, and yeah, especially inside the numbers. Now, let's talk about outside the numbers, he didn't seem accurate. The ball would sail at times, and then the deep ball was inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so those are the things that we worked on, and then he went there, and those two are the weaknesses that we identified going into the offseason. So we worked on them. And then he went back up there, like you said, not perfect, but I did think they were better than where we were before. And so now we're going to go back and focus on that. And those are some of the things where I have to harp on him. Like on the outside deep balls, one of the things that he does is he opens up too much, which mm-hmm. takes away velocity on the deep ball. He has to stay closed, and he's got to shift his feet and keep his shoulder closed and make that a straight line throw. But he opens up wide. He kind of opens the gate. And then that's where he loses velocity on that ball. So that's some of the things that I got to drill back in him. Discipline. Because what happens is his eyes get big. Oh, it's there, you know. Uh-huh. And that's a lack of. And then he throws the ball. Well, we're not getting the type of ball we need. Got to stay disciplined.
Okay, Joshua. Last question for you is that where you've seen him come from when he left you to where he went with Urban, and then now you're gonna get him for, I guess, how long are you gonna have him for? And then number two, the time that you have him for between now and July 25th, what type of improvements can he make when I see him July 25th at practice?
Yeah, so I have about 3 or 4 weeks. And what I'm hoping that you'll see improvement on, again, are the small details, and you'll see a ball to the outside with more velocity, mm-hmm. not sailing, and just being more accurate. Again, keeping his body closed, keeping his shoulder closed, and getting his feet tied to his eyes. We're going to drill that all the time. And it really, like I said, I keep repeating it over and over again, but it's Lamar knows this, but it's saying discipline to do it every play. Even when you're like, oh, I can make this play, I can do this. Stay disciplined. Keep your feet tied to your eyes. Keep your shoulder closed.
Joshua Harris, we appreciate your time as always. Good luck with Lamar. Have a great summer, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you before he comes back to camp.
Sounds good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.